Unit 4, Out in the Snow, Part 4, pages 116 to 117. Exercise F.
Stray, by Cynthia Ryland, Part 2. But on Saturday morning, 9 days after the dog had arrived, the sun was shining and the roads were clear. Mr. Lacey opened up the back of his car and came into the house. Doris was sitting alone in the living room. She was trying not to cry, but she was not strong enough. Her face was wet, and her eyes were red. Mrs. Lacey looked into the room from the door. "Mama," Doris said in a small voice, "please." Mrs. Lacey shook her head. "You know we can't afford a dog, Doris. You try to act more grown up about this." Outside, Doris heard the back door of the car close loudly, and another door open and close. The old car finally started up. "Daddy," she whispered, "please." She heard the car travel down the road, and, although it was early, she could do nothing, so she went to bed. She cried herself to sleep. It was almost night when she finally woke up. Lying there, she wondered if she would ever have anything in her life. She just looked at the wall for a while. But she started feeling hungry, and she knew she'd have to get out of bed and eat some dinner. She didn't want to go into the kitchen. She didn't want to face her parents. She didn't know how to act, but she got up slowly. Her parents were sitting at the table, dinner over, drinking coffee. They looked at her when she came in, but she kept her head down. No one spoke. Doris drank a glass of milk. Then she picked up a cold biscuit and started out of the room. "You'd better feed that animal before it dies of starvation," Mr. Lacey said. Doris turned around. "What?" "I said, you'd better feed your dog. I think it's looking for you." Doris put her hand to her mouth. "You didn't take her?" she asked. "Oh, I took her all right," her father answered. "Worst looking place I've ever seen. 10 dogs to a cage. Smell was horrible. And they give an animal 6 days to live. Then they kill it with some kind of a shot." Doris just stared at her father. "I wouldn't leave an ant in that place," he said. "So I brought the dog back." Mrs. Lacey was smiling at him and shaking her head, as if she would never, ever understand him. Mr. Lacey drank his coffee slowly. "Well," he said, "are you going to feed it or not?"